Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for joining us for another Financial Flight Plan podcast. Walter Storholt with you this week alongside the great team at Estes Financial Services. Bree Reyes with us this week, investor coach and certified financial planner, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Bree, great to talk to you once again. How are you?
I am doing great, Walter, and I am so excited about the topic we have today.
I am very excited to chat with you this week, and yes, we do have a good topic on the agenda. You probably saw the headline, April is National Distracted Investor Awareness Month. It's kind of funny when we were thinking about this topic today, Bree. I started looking through, you know, all these different holidays that we now have. And there's not just one holiday for every day of the year. Like every day has got multiple holidays that it can possibly be.
The other day was National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh, now I like that day.
And yeah. And my least favorite one is National Talk Like a Pirate Day, just because there's only so many times you can say "arg."
Yes, that's very true. You know, I grew up in Eastern North Carolina, and the ECU Pirates are located in Eastern North Carolina, and that is a big holiday when it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. They go
crazy. I would imagine.
I never got into it. I'm not one for pirates for whatever reason. I've just never been big. It's just that the pirate culture I've never really gotten into, but I don't know why. But that's an interesting one. Talk Like a Pirate Day. You know, I heard a good pirate joke the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why could the young pirate not enter the movie?
No idea.
Because it was rated R.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, aren't they? Well, since this is the month of April, it is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. It is also Fresh Florida Tomato Month, Fresh Celery Month. I don't know about that one. I don't know how you get to Fresh Celery Month. It's also Multiple Birth Awareness Month. I'm just trying to think of the reasons why we need awareness of the multiple birth situation.
Happenings.
Yeah, The happenings of that. National Soft Pretzel Month is also in April. But if you're a hard pretzel, you've got to wait until October. That's Hard Pretzels Day. They get their separate days. You might be wondering what all this has to do with finances. Well, we've decided to designate April as National Distracted Investor Awareness Month. We want it to have its own holiday because often these distractions will peel away our attention from being good investors, good savers. And what we want to do is give you some good tips on how to stay on track. So we're going to raise awareness of some of these things that often pull us away from where our focus needs to be. And the first thing is something that, you know, we all do enjoy and probably partake in, probably way too much, Bree. It's the television. Why is it such a distraction for many of us?
Because it's on 24/7.
And not just in our homes, wherever you go, there's a TV playing.
Our lobby of our building has it on. Our office is one of the few places I know that doesn't have a TV on 24/7. And the best thing I can tell investors is to turn it off. Silence is golden sometimes. It's entertainment. It's not financial education. You'll get one talking head talking about how great one thing is if you're watching, say, one of those business or finance channels, be it Bloomberg, be it CNBC, be it Fox Business. And then you'll get a counterpoint to them, somebody else talking about how bad that same exact thing is. And it'll just make your head spin. They're there for education. They're there to sell their books. They're there to sell their radio show. They're there to sell their product. It's entertainment. It's not financial education. Turn it off.
Yeah, I think we all know the dangers of, you know, television. It can be a great tool and a resource many times, but you overindulge in it just like anything else, and it's going to be bad for you. And from a financial standpoint, yeah, you just get distracted by some of that entertainment that you're seeing on TV and sort of taking it as gospel. That's not what we want to do. Another area where we see investors get distracted, Bree, is worrying about things that we can't control. Fears about those changing political winds or large-scale world events, they often take our eyes off the prize too.
I am so guilty of this. This is the biggest thing I am guilty of. I am the biggest worrywart of all time, and all I have to show from all my years and years of worrying is stress lines. We just have to remember, if you can't control it, there's nothing you can do about it. Hmm. And I know that's hard. I know that because I'm the the guiltiest party of when it comes to this. In fact, Tim will go around our office singing "Let It Go" from Frozen.
Now, I'm trying to picture that.
It's funny.
I think we're gonna have to get him back on here for a guest appearance to sing for us at some point.
Can you
work on that and make that happen?
Lovely. I might be able to make that happen. But
oh man,
I know how hard this is. Trust me, I know how hard this is, and I could tell you, you know, think positive thoughts. Remember, the world happens, and you can only have. And this is the hardest one we've got to do, and it's hard for me too. You just can only control the controllables. Everything else, you've got to let it go, as Tim says.
So important to do that. Why is that the case? What's the consequence of not letting go? What do you usually see happen to people when they, you know, don't let go and they do let this worry sort of dominate their lives?
Ulcers.
Okay.
I mean, it causes all kinds of health issues.
Physical changes, yeah, okay.
Physical changes, emotional changes. Long-term financial damage to their portfolios and to their future, it hurts you. The inability to let it go can hurt you physically, emotionally, and financially.
Yeah. It's really a tough situation when you try and get over these fears, and it's just so difficult to do so. And I think the next item on our National Distracted Investor Awareness Month list is a reaction to some of that worry. When people, you know, what happens when you get nervous? You seek safety. But what happens is people seek safety in the wrong places. What are some examples of people kind of, you know, fleeing to an area where they, you know, really shouldn't be?
Well, I saw this a ton in 2009, people fleeing to quality. And what does that mean? To bonds or to cash, or worse, just getting completely out of the market, just going all to cash. And the problem with that is then once you're there, you don't know when you can get back invested. And so most of them have stayed out of the market. And since 2009, they've missed tremendous gains in the market. They've missed all-time market highs. Why? Because they fleed to what they thought was safe instead of doing the real safe, prudent thing, which would have been to stay invested, diligently rebalance, make sure you're diversified, and stay the course, follow your financial plan. It's kind of like anytime I get in the car with Waze. Waze may tell me to keep going, but if I detour from Waze, inevitably I'm going to end up in a pothole in the side of the road or, you know, adding 20 to 30 minutes to my drive. If I just followed Waze's plan, I would have gotten there safe and sound. It's the same with financial planning. Follow the plan. Don't detour. Don't deviate. No matter how interesting the giant antelope on the side of the road looks.
the world's largest frying pan or, you know, some of these other sites you want to get off and go see.
Yeah, the world's largest rocking chair, which is not far from here in Fort Worth. I've actually stopped and seen that one.
Do you actually get to climb up and sit in it?
No.
Oh, that's
bad.
But
I have a really cute photo of my dog and I and my husband in front of it from our honeymoon.
Good. It'd be great if there was a way you could get up and sit in it and have your picture taken. I bet that would be... make it even more popular if it allowed people to do that. I remember back during the election, wasn't there a picture of like Marco Rubio circulating where he sat in some really, really big rocking chair and he just looked like a little kid sitting in the rocking chairs?
I'd almost forgotten about that.
It'd be funny if we could all get in a big rocking chair like that. That'd be good for, you know, social media posts and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you have folks who worry about the things they can't control, and that causes distractions. They look for safety in all the wrong places. That's a distraction from what would lead us to financial prosperity. But then there's the other end of the spectrum, too. You have folks who will do what we'll call, I guess, playing the hero. Maybe in ways this person is too generous. This is the person who's trying to so much to help everyone else around them. They're almost too unselfish that they forget to take care of themselves.
It's kind of the martyr theory. Mm, yeah.
Yes.
And I see this a lot with the sandwich generation, baby boomers in particular. They're taking on a lot. I'll give you a personal example. When Tim's father, Grandpa Austin Estes, a lot of you may have met him, he came to a lot of our events. When Austin was still alive, he was part of that greatest generation, and he really didn't want help from my parents, his kids. But my parents would still sneak some money into his checking account now and then to make sure he was well taken care of, because Grandpa's actually the inspiration for the firm. He had been bullied and put into an unsuitable investment by a financial advisor in the 90s. And that's what encouraged Tim to get into the industry. And that's what encouraged me to get into the industry.
Wow.
To protect people from the bullies of Wall Street. But my parents ended up in his later years needing to support him and help him a little bit. And he wouldn't take direct help, but they had control of his checking and could magically make money appear. So I've seen that in my own life. And then my in-laws have their financial plan set up, and they are wonderful, and they're actually helping us out with Nate's school right now, because infant child care is very, very expensive, especially in DFW. And so they, as part of their, they gift to Nate every month part of his tuition to help us cover his tuition. So I see this, but the thing about my parents and my in-laws are their help, either to my grandpa or to Nate, hasn't deviated their financial plan. This is something that they had factored in, and they knew that they were okay to help, you know, their kids or their parents. What I see a lot is, I had a meeting the other day with a gentleman who was a referral from a client, and he had taken out a huge loan in his 401k or his retirement plan at his work for his daughter's college. And now he's getting ready to retire and still has the loan balance. And he doesn't have the funds. He doesn't have a pension. He doesn't have anything else. He wants to retire. He's medically, he can't do the job anymore. But the funds are gone. It will be very, very, very tough for him to retire now because of the giant loan he took out. And it hurts when I see this. It hurts my heart when I see this, because I know that you can get loans or even scholarships for college, but you can't get a loan from the bank or from any company for your retirement or for your long-term care. And so I see this a lot in the baby boomer generation or the sandwich generation, where they really, really want to help their kids out with school, but they're causing a detriment to themselves. It's a crime against self, really.
And ultimately, if it gets bad enough, Bree, it circles back around to hurt the exact people you are trying to help.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the gentleman that came in here that I want to help, desperately want to help, is probably going to end up living with his kids later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so everybody's so anti-student loans or anti-scholarships, which there are thousands of scholarships out there that don't even get applied for every year, that they're willing to sacrifice themselves for their kids' education. And while I think that is honorable and I totally understand it, it's a crime against themselves.
These are all, I think, really important things to be thinking about, Bree, when it comes to trying not to be distracted from our financial goal. Our financial mission, obviously, is to make it to retirement and all the way through retirement. And if we're putting too much in stock in what we're hearing on TV, worrying about things that we can't control, looking for safety in the wrong places, and trying to play the hero, those are all things that pull us away from accomplishing that goal, end up being detrimental to ourselves. To kind of put a bow on the conversation this week for our podcast, I know that you and Tim and everybody else at Estes Financial Services, I think this is cool because it's a great illustration that it's not just about picking the right stock. This shows that the kind of help, the kind of assistance that you guys provides goes through many different layers. It's not just about the money. It's about really the total picture.
It so much is. The stock part and the portfolio part's the easy part of what I do, is what I say pretty regularly. The harder part is the emotional part. It is investor behavior. It is making sure you're doing the right thing when everything in the world is trying to point you a different direction. And it's staying true to yourself. And that's hard for everybody. That's hard for me.
Yeah.
Especially that worrying about things I can't control. Oh, I am the world's biggest worrier.
I think a lot of us can identify with that. We're somewhere on the worry spectrum. I think a lot of us are. So I think this is a really helpful thing to think about. If you are a bit distracted away from your financial mission, your financial goals, whether it's the TV or playing the hero or worrying about stuff, and you need some help getting back on track, reach out to Bree Reyes, Tim Estes, and the great team at Estes Financial Services. You can do that by going online to estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, LinkedIn as well. You can listen to the podcast online, and past episodes as well are there. You can also call the team the old-fashioned way. The phone still works, 817-444-8402. Your number to call, that's 817-444-8402. Well, Bree, thanks for joining us on the podcast today and raising awareness about Distracted Investor Awareness Month. Always helpful to have these kinds of conversations. And
Exactly. And everybody out there, don't forget to go out and lead an abundant life.
You got it. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you again next time back here on the Financial Flight Plan.